You ready?
Here we go.
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey.
Let's go.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Let's talk about lines.
No.
Don't do that.
Sorry, allergies. Seasonal. It happens.
Yeah.
Get off me. Some woman, what was she supposed to be going to do? She was
going to Universal Studios.
Yeah. And instead of doing that, one of the Wendy's in the neighborhood turned into Wednesdays.
Right.
I mean, the building was dope. I mean, they took
the
sign over.
They did that for SpongeBob too.
They did?
Yeah. Cause they had like a Krabby Patty meal where they put up like Bikini Bottom and you drive through it. And
oh my God. I just realized I'm a hypocrite. I'll get to that.
Ooh.
I wouldn't wait. Like, she waited in line for 4 hours to get, basically, it's not called a Happy Meal at Wednesdays.
It's like an unhappy meal.
There you go.
That's very cute.
It's clever, but would you wait in line for 4 hours for that?
Never.
Would
I'm not
you
sure
wait in line
would.
For, and like,
yes.
You, oh my God, I don't know what happened to me, but like, there's nothing, like, I can't, the idea, what's worth it? When you have children, and you could take them to a park or you could sit in a line.
Maybe the kids really like Wednesday.
Yeah, maybe they're doing it for the kids. My parents did a similar thing when Toy Story came out. We would go to all the Burger Kings to try to get Woody, Buzz, to get the whole set.
Would you have to wait in a line?
Yeah.
I remember my dad being so mad because he's like, we're on vacation. We're going to eat at Burger King again.
Oh.
My mom's like, because Tyler
it's
wants
for Tyler.
Yeah. And he's like, who? No.
But did you just go to Burger King's or was there an actual line?
We just went to Burger King's. Now, I have waited in line, ironically, with my dad at a McDonald's for a long, long time.
For what?
It was the day. It's one of the best memories of my life. I was aww. Very young.
Hold on. You're really saying waiting in a line
oh, yeah, like
out is the- one of the best. Like,
yeah.
You have two children and a beautiful wife,
uh-huh.
but just stick with your story.
He didn't say the best.
He said one of.
Yeah.
Well...
Top
it
three.
Better be number...
Top three, for sure.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Wait, top four? No, so I was like 7 or 8, probably. I don't know. Somebody could fact check this, actually. But it was the day that McDonald's were like, we're going back to our original pricing. One day only, 10-cent hamburgers.
And my, whoa.
My dad said, get in the car. We're going to go down and we're going to like be a part of this. So there was a line out the door around the building. Everyone was, you could only get 10 at a time. So a dollar. And we waited for, it felt like hours and hours. And it was so fun and so cool. And we got our 10 hamburgers and we went
and you
home.
You physically stood in line. You weren't oh, yeah. in like the drive-thru.
Yeah, no, physically okay. in line. Yeah.
And it how was just much a were house. They normally at that point? 29 cents?
Probably.
39 cents?
Probably, I don't know. I was too young.
Because I hate to be this person, but they were probably like 39 cent hamburgers.
Yeah.
No, they were probably like $1.50.
No.
Oh.
They for the longest time, they were on this weird, there was a dollar menu for a while, but then before that, there was like a 50 cent meal or a 39 cent value like you could
what
get.
What year would you say this was?
Maybe 99, 98 or something. I don't know. I don't, maybe it was a local thing. I don't, but it was like, I remember 10 cent hamburgers, you could get 10.
How much were they?
In 1999, a McDonald's hamburger typically cost around 79 cents.
Okay. So I just want to say this. 69 cents difference between a dime
mm-hmm.
and the normal price.
Mm-hmm.
Times 10 is $6.90.
Oh, yeah.
But it's more
about
so
you stood in line for hours
mm-hmm.
for $6.90. That's well, this yeah. is the thing that drives me nuts about lines. Because I remember, I love you, Chipotle. I'll probably eat Chipotle tonight. Okay? Just to make up for this. But I got asked to like, we in radio sometimes it's like, ooh, grand opening.
Mm. Yeah.
Come out here.
Yeah.
And it's like, first 50 people in line get a free Chipotle burrito. And I'm like, okay, that should be fun. They open at noon. So I start doing my call-ins at 11:30. So I show up there and there are 300 people waiting in line. Now I want you all to do the math. There are 300 people waiting in line for 50 burritos.
Yeah.
And a burrito yeah. at Chipotle at the time, roughly $6. And the manager's like, they've been here since 4 a.m.
There's something to it.
Yeah. Something to what? Yeah. For
if you bring,
what,
bring
how
your
much
kid.
Do you make an hour? Like, what are you doing? Like, you left your $20 an hour job.
Well, probably
to wait
not.
In line 6 hours.
They were probably unemployed
for a $5 burrito. What in God's name are you doing?
Those burritos are not $5.
But they were
at the
then.
Time.
Okay, say they're $10. Say they're $20. What?
But I've never gotten to buy 10 hamburgers ever at once again. That's what's so cool. I'll just go 10.
I will.
We'll take 10 burgers, please.
We can let the girls take the calls on what you've waited in line for.
Finally, we've been waiting.
Me and you will go over to McDonald's right now, and I will buy you 10 hamburgers.
Really?
Just like, boom.
Not as satisfactory as when you waited for them, right?
Yeah, can I get on your shoulders like I did with my dad?
Aww. Wait, that's cute.
Come on.
That's so cute.
It's not the same.
So you, okay. I would love to hear from people who wait in line for something. Like, I waited in line. Oh my God. This is probably when I snapped. I waited in line at Universal. Is that where Harry Potter is?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
6 hours.
Just to get on the ride.
We got on the ride. In the middle of the ride, it broke.
No.
That's usually
which
how
one?
It goes.
Whatever, Harry Potter.
Yeah, there's multiple rides.
It was the one in California.
Oh, they just have the big one. You're like the
And when we Not came the to the part where the Death Eaters are coming?
What are they called?
The Death Eaters or whatever. The weird...
They're like...
The Death Eaters.
Yeah. Yeah, they're called Death Eaters.
Death Eaters?
Yeah.
Or, no. Death Eaters are the...
Starts with a D.
Dementors.
Yeah,
Dementors.
The Dementors. Yeah, the one where the Dementors come and it's kind of
so
scary.
Right when the Dementors came, the game or the ride goes... And we're all just hanging there. Like...
Yeah, that's a real bummer.
Yeah.
And then once they got the ride moving, the graphics never came back. We got off the ride and they were like, out. We didn't get to go back on.
My family was
on the run before, so they finished.
Oh.
But I was back there with like Chad, my buddy Chad. And 6 hours, I got, like, how do you recover? You don't recover. 6 hours, like.
Okay.
And then it's just like dinner time already. Right? Like, that was the day.
And guess what? There's a line for dinner.
Oh my gosh. You're triggering him.
Let's just do this. Let's do this. Please call now. Like with the coolest, like if you've waited in line for something, what is worth it? What did you wait in line for? And is it a happy memory like T-Hack? Or is it?
A waste of time.
Yes. 303-222-5423. No lines for that buffet, by the way.
Well, wait, have you waited in line? Can't guarantee that. Well, I had the heartbreaking experience of waiting. I mean, probably 10 hours virtually.
It's still a line. It still counts.
Yeah. And I was like, all day for Taylor Swift tickets.
Oh,
and
God.
I did not get them. They sold out before I did. Luckily, I had a friend who got tickets and she took me. But 10 hours.
10 hours.
Well,
and
so
again, you're making $10 an hour. That's
$100.
Yeah, but
I didn't stop my job.
Because I've been in virtual lines too and I see like there's 100,000 people in front of you. Well, the stadium only holds 30,000, so I'm going to drop
off.
Yeah,
but
so
then
why
some
didn't...
of the people also don't see how much does the Broncos Stadium hold?
70 maybe.
Okay, so I don't think it was telling us, and it kept kicking people out. So you had to wait because it was like, well, what if it kicks the 4,500 people in front of you?
Gotcha.
You might have a chance. The Eras Tour was BS to get tickets for, and also it was the best night of my life.
I don't understand it.
Cried in the nosebleeds. Would do it again.
So you're saying don't wait in the line, just accept that you're going to pay secondary market prices for
sure.
A concert?
Or don't go.
Or don't go, yeah. But then you don't, at least you have...
It's just
those tickets would have
it,
been like $1,000. We got them for about
$100. Oh, wow.
For the nosebleeds, baby.
That's
our backs were on the back of Mile High.
Because you did come here for it.
Mm-hmm. I didn't live here yet, but I came here for it.
Oh, cool.
It's where my whole journey began.
I'm just wondering... Do you think more women wait in line or men?
Men. For that weird stuff. Like,
I think it
what
depends.
Are those little...
Like at Cabela's or... Like,
no, what's the
Pokemon
little like
cards?
Things? They're collectibles. Funko Pops.
The Funko Pops, yeah. I've spent a lot of time waiting in line for sneakers early in the morning. You got to know a guy who works at the mall who'll open up this certain back door because you'll beat the other crowd there.
Oh my gosh. It's a whole thing.
Okay.
a lot of hours of my life spent doing that.
Extra points if you're female and you've waited in line, but like, please tell me that you think waiting in lines is good. We want to hear the best line you've ever been in. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're talking about lines and why you would ever, ever wait in one. And somebody's angry at me because I said, I know I come off as being too cool for the room, but I think of things linearly and logically.
Well, don't get ahead of yourself.
Why?
Also, linearly, that's hilarious because you're talking about how much you hate lines right now.
Oh, wow. That is funny.
But no, you were called out.
Oh my God, what a burn. What a total burn.
You were called out because the text says, didn't Slacker stay in line for hours at In-N-Out Burger and Krispy Kreme? Hypocrite.
Mm. Okay, Krispy Kreme was before I hated lines.
Oh, right. There's pre-lines. And
was that because there was a like the first location?
Dude, Krispy Kreme? Ugh.
But it's so not worth waiting in line, because if you just wait a couple weeks and you can just drive by the hot lights on, you just get a donut. I will admit that I did wait for In-N-Out, but I waited, Tiak will appreciate this, with my son.
Oh.
And that was like the first In-N-Out here?
Yes,
or?
It was one at Alameda in 225. Mm-hmm. And it was like a football Sunday. So we just sat in my truck with an iPad and watched. I'm like, we're going to watch football games here so we can watch football games in my truck.
Yeah.
We just watched football.
Call.
Yeah. So, but
we actually have a ton of texts, by the way. Someone waited 4 hours for Stanley Cup tickets back in 96.
Oh my gosh. I thought you meant like a Stanley Cup, like what you have your water in.
People have waited in line for those. Do you remember that?
Oh, there was like, it was like the Valentine's collection or something.
Yes, and they were like tripping over each other and beating each other up with their Stanley Cups.
That's a little crazy.
I would never have been there.
You get it? Oh my God.
No, I wasn't there, I promise. But I love my Stanley.
Dell.
Yay!
Waiting in line. What'd you wait for?
So we went on Black Friday to Bass Pro.
Oh, yeah.
Freezing cold, but we both got $100 gift certificates, only to find out they expired before we used them.
Oh, no.
How long did you wait for $100?
5 hours with all five kids with us complaining about being cold.
And then when did they expire?
We didn't know it. We thought they were like gift cards that were good forever.
No.
They were like 30 days after the Black Friday.
Fine print. Yep.
I feel sad.
Then get him some Bass Pro gift certificates.
I'm not very rich.
Thanks for the call, Dell. David.
Yay.
Waiting in line. What'd you wait for?
So about 1983, long before cell phones could occupy your time as you're sitting in line, I waited overnight in line to get front row tickets to see Don Henley.
What's his
big
song?
Did you get him?
No, he canceled.
No!
That
sounds about right.
Yeah.
Boys of Summer,
oh, that's the one.
Yeah, that kind of broke me a little bit.
Of course. And like the people you meet in that line, not the people you want to hang with. They're not your people.
No.
But you were there.
Again, you got nothing else to do. You don't have your phone.
You don't have anything. And you end up playing Yahtzee with some methed out dude.
Exactly.
I did that for Van Halen tickets. This was back in my hypocrisy days. All right. Thank you, David. Chris.
Yay.
What are you waiting in line for?
Garth Brooks tickets.
This was back
in college.
Yep.
In the prime.
Like in the 90s.
Yep.
In the 90s. But you had to, before tickets went on sale, you had to go get a numbered bracelet. And then that Saturday, you went to the basketball arena. And the number that they drew was the first person to buy tickets. It finally got around to my number. And they shut down the line when I was like 10 people back. And they said, but don't leave. We're going to reopen a second show. And I got fourth row seats.
Worth it. Garth Brooks.
So you waited for how long in these stupid lines?
Oh, gosh. I was there till at least the afternoon. I can't remember what time we started, like 8 or 9 in the morning, probably.
It's so worth it. Fourth row tickets to Garth Brooks in the 90s.
What else?
I met his mom on the floor right before the show started.
Oh my God. All right. Thank you, Chris. You guys, you guys are just bad at money. It's just not worth it.
We're not bad at money. We don't want to spend $700 for a concert ticket.
Wendy?
Yes.
Guy, what'd you wait in line for?
This is kind of a sweet story, and I'm also going to be dating myself.
Okay.
But I didn't have a great relationship with my dad, but he took me to see A Hard Day's Night. Beatles, A Hard Day's Night, and we stood in line with all the screaming teenage girls.
Did you wait?
I don't know. I'd say it was probably an hour or more, but I was
for a movie.
I used to watch that movie before bed every night.
That's a movie?
Yeah.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah, it was a movie.
I thought it was at least a tour or something.
Yeah, no. It's just a movie. Like, you waited in line for something that Aaron just does to sleep. It's Nicole.
Paul's grandfather. He's really clean.
Yes. What'd you wait in line for?
I waited in line for my husband's shoes from Haven in California for 24 hours.
24 hours?
For shoes?
A full day?
Yep.
Not even for shoes? You, but for your husband?
For my husband.
Well, yeah, what kind of shoes were they?
They were Comfort 11s. So Jordan shoes.
I respect it. Yeah.
Just wood.
I waited in line for that very same release. Yeah.
Are you serious?
I got not even my size when I finally got to the top, but it was still worth it.
So you wait in line and you're like, you're out of 10 and a half, so you just take whatever. You take a child's shoe.
I got an 11, yeah. I traded it down the line.
Oh, my God.
That's part of the game.
Okay. Lauren?
Hi.
Waited in line. What'd you wait for?
So it was actually my mom, and this was when TY Beanie Babies were, like, huge. I was, like, 5 years old, and my mom waited in line at a Barnes & Noble for 6 hours to get me the Royal Blue Princess Diana teddy bear Beanie Baby.
With the, like, eternal rose or whatever, the stitching on
no
it.
No, what is it?
We had it. Yeah, I don't have it still, but my sisters and I had it. I get it, girl.
What are you talking about?
Mom.
If you want any of the things you waited in line for, Aaron has all of them.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
All right, people. Let's wail.
News.
News.
Harmonized
there.
A little bit.
News
or no?
News or no?
Good evening.
Whoa.
Thank you for joining the program. Just a reminder, we all have notes. Brand new week. Comedian Matt Rife says he's now the legal guardian of Annabelle, the haunted doll.
I hate that guy.
I do too, and that's why I'm
you
mad
used to love him.
Because I had only seen his crowd work, and then I realized he's not actually funny.
Yeah.
You're funny if you can do crowd work. That's hard to do.
But that's all he can do. His other stand-up is not great.
I also think he like got in trouble for some stuff.
Yeah.
What did he do?
Right? I don't remember. I don't remember.
But I know I don't like him.
He was like, he basically alienated his fans. Because he was like, I'm tired of just being known for being hot. Only women like me. And so we said, yeah.
What a tough problem to have, I know. Matt.
Yeah.
So he got the Annabelle doll and a whole
bunch
of other stuff.
Because he bought the house that she's in. And so I guess she just comes with the house.
But what I heard is he doesn't actually own any of it.
He
gets it for 5 years and then he has to give it all back.
Oh, I didn't see that part.
It's like a 5 year... thing? Like, no one can own Annabelle.
Oh, I must go on record and say we do not legally own items, but we are legal guardians and caretakers of the items for at least the next 5 years.
Yeah. I don't know why you want that doll.
Is this the doll that some dude just died?
Yes. Correct.
Okay. His or her.
So maybe this is a good thing. Maybe we'll kill Matt Rife and we can get rid of your problem.
He's annoying, but that's too far.
You don't want him to die?
There's like a timeshare for the Annabelle? I don't understand. Why would you...
What are we doing?
But are you're not a believer in this stuff, or are you?
No.
So then
really.
You don't care.
You hate you. No. Isabel has a lot of dolls that you hate.
Yeah, I do. Because I hate when they. But the Annabelle doll isn't creepy to me. Like I hate the ones that look real when the eyes like blink and they
yeah,
especially when they move.
How many dolls does your
as
wife
you lay
have?
Them down? Yeah.
There's like a big Sterilite container filled with them under our stairs, in the very
back. And
they
just love it down there.
Should you ever hear like rustling? Downstairs where
oh man, I tell myself it's a Christmas tree which is blocking them in, but I don't know.
Yeah, that is really frightening. Just saying.
Good evening.
Good evening.
A complete switch. It's official. Zac Efron sang in the High School Musical movie. Yeah, Kenny Ortega, who is the director, who has also directed like a lot of big things.
Yeah.
He said No. Zac Efron didn't lip sync in the first movie. It's just that he has a great voice, but the songs weren't written for his voice. So he did sing, and then they just dubbed in Drew Seeley's voice at times.
Hold on. Is this an ongoing controversy that you're tying together for those people who give a flying F about it?
When we were younger and High School Musical came out, it was quote unquote known that Zac Efron did not sing in the first movie, mm-hmm. but he did in the second and third. Okay. But now we're finding out he actually did sing in the first movie, but just not in parts. And I'd so like to say, thank God the case is closed.
Is it kind of split up like Hilary Duff in the Lizzie McGuire movie?
Totally, I think. Okay. Yeah. They would just dub him out real quick.
Weird.
So that Drew Seeley could hit the notes.
And then put Zach back in.
Yeah.
Huh.
Very odd.
Yeah.
Do you think there are women right now like sitting with their face to the radio going, I knew it?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Or going like, oh, thank God we know the answer now.
Okay.
And I was in fact, if you're one of those, would you text in and show me some support here?
Yeah, 303-222-5423, because as soon as I heard Zach, I was going to nope it. Because I thought he's just over. He did whatever he did to his chin
he's
makes him
over.
Over. He's over. He's not pretty anymore. He's not Matt Rife.
He's not. Don't ever compare the two. Don't ever do that. Again.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what you're doing, man. You're getting too close to the fire, I think.
Sorry. Go ahead.
Good evening.
Good.
My story's out of Kentucky. There was a woman down, she's from Kentucky. She went down to the Walt Disney World Resort down there in Orlando.
I like what you're doing, son, but this is the wrong time of the day for accents.
Oh, well, but she was arrested with meth.
What? With meth?
With meth at Disney World. Yeah.
She happiest brought, place on earth?
She brought it in, yeah.
Well, you do got to get through some stuff while you're there, I guess.
Really? When asked about the items, she referred to them as her goodies and her headache powder.
Oh,
wait,
my
are
God.
We serious?
Yeah, there's a woman. She got
arrested. Are you aware we're not in stupid stories?
Yeah, what are you doing right
this
now?
This is in the news. This woman got arrested with with meth.
Well,
those were all
the most stupid. What are you doing right now?
What do you mean? It's in the news.
Okay, no, you're right. It's a news story. So what happens when you get arrested? Is this you said a Disney?
Yeah, in Orlando. Mm-hmm.
Does anybody know for a fact, I've been told there's a jail.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, I think there is.
There's like a jail underneath the city. Like they can pull you under the castle or something and you can just rot in there. Yeah.
No. You don't stay there forever. No. They let you out.
Why? Why would they?
Because
I think it's a holding room.
Yeah, it's like once the real police show up.
No,
yeah.
I think they eventually mummify you and put you as like all one right. of the creatures in like
the pirates.
Pirates. Yeah.
I'm noping you right now.
Did you just waste your nope on me?
Yeah, because I never use it anyway.
You didn't nope me, but you noped him.
I noped his theory on the jail.
Mm. I have terrible news. We still have time. Eric is not ready. Zach, you got another riveting story about meth?
I have a story. I do have one.
Go ahead.
Good evening.
Good evening.
In more meth news.
Oh, no. My God.
No, okay. This is Orlando Bloom is in the news. He has...
he's got an Orlando theme going
today.
Yeah. I like
he's kind of clapped back at his ex, Katy Perry, who was spotted out with the ex-prime minister of Canada, Justin Trudeau. Yeah. So The Onion put out a fake article saying how Orlando Bloom was spotted out with,
German
chancellor,
yeah.
Angela Merkel, and said how he couldn't keep her eyes off of her, like making fun
Funny.
Of her.
Okay.
And he responded to it with like the clapping emoji.
Hilarious.
Yeah. So he's kind of in on the anti-KD train.
Or do you think that he's going, yeah, this is ridiculous. And so is that story. They were just talking, you know, policy.
I think they're getting after it.
No, I think they are too. He was at our concert.
Oh, he was.
Alone
he was. He was.
Yeah.
Just looking very Trudeau-esque.
But like alone.
Yeah.
He didn't even bring a friend.
Yeah.
Loser.
Oh my gosh.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I just have to say I'm right.
Oh.
And I have reason to have the fears that I have that all three of you have made fun of me for, I'm pretty sure.
You are the most anxious person. One of the most anxious people I've ever met.
Yeah, extremely. It's been real debilitating recently, but it's not even about that.
But
this goes back a bit.
I don't want to be the one who keeps doing this. I understand depression, anxiety, they're all real.
Yeah.
But Erica, you're on a hot streak.
Sure am.
So for the love of God, ride the wave.
Real hard to, you know? I see the wave and I'm like, that thing's going to crash on
me. Why are you thinking that? You're like, you get mad if I bring up the D word.
Yeah, don't.
Because you're like, I'm bringing that negative energy in.
Which D word?
Death.
Oh, there's also divorce.
Oh.
Well, first you got to get married, then I'll start talking about it.
Yeah, not the one you bring up to me.
You and I have our own special relationship.
He is pointing at Diak for the record. But I just want to go back. And yes, I know my anxiety is out of control. Unclear what to do about that. I'm working on it.
Okay.
I want to go back to right before we did the Manitou Incline. Sorry, correction. Before Aaron and Slacker did the Manitou Incline and T-Hack and I did almost all of it. I was worried because a bear had been spotted.
Oh my God. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. If you're going to break, if there's a news story out there about a bear thing.
It's not a news story.
Okay.
This weekend I was at up at Twin Lakes. It was beautiful.
I don't even know what that is. Where's Twin Lakes
nor
at?
Do I. We took the, you could take the 70 to get there, but we went like the 280.
Okay. We've talked to you about
sorry.
This.
Could take 70 there to get go. There. I took
285. Stop saying the. I'm
so sorry.
Like if one of your friends gets diagnosed with pancreatic cancer, do you say they have the cancer or do you say they have cancer?
No, but that's extremely different.
It's the same thing, man. Californians, you do the thing and it drives me nuts.
I know, you all.
You're going to hate on me now. Text in 303.
Twin Lakes is a little west of the Springs. It's like further down, so it's
the Springs.
Yeah, Colorado Springs.
No.
Twin Lakes.
Where was I? Oh, it was okay. Twin Lakes.
It's southwest.
Through Buena Vista.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Huh. What do you know?
There's different ways. 70 would have probably not gotten it.
Kind of by Fair Play.
Okay.
Yes, we went through Fair Play. And we had an amazing time. Swanson, my dog, came with us. He tried to paddleboard.
Did you sup?
Very briefly. I didn't stand up. I was on my knees.
So you cupped?
Yeah. That's like our meeting.
Okay. we had a bit of a storm come through. You know, people camp in this area. We met up with friends who were camping.
It wasn't just you and your fiance. You didn't, because it seems very. If you did it alone, I was going to be really impressed. Like you really are trying to embrace Colorado.
Have you done, that was one of the recommendations that your therapist had, was to do stuff alone. Have you done anything alone?
No.
Oh.
Aaron, no.
I don't do therapy. I just do the session. Anyway.
No, sorry. No, I haven't yet. And that's a good reminder.
Does that doctor talk?
Oh God.
Okay. So the friends we met up with and we spent the whole day there with camped. Okay. And they went back to the same location the next day.
Okay.
They were stand-up paddleboarding, got off on an island, cracked a beer. Oh my, what's there? A bear.
What?
And so they said they jumped on their stand-up paddleboards.
You're
on the island. You know the bears can swim?
No. I didn't know that.
Well, Jack. We're trying to stop her anxiety, and you're just like, what?
An island bear? That seems...
They can, of course.
It's a pretty shallow lake.
And like the islands are very close to the edge.
Like to the main.
The main.
Yeah, so a bear just walked over
pretty
there.
Pretty much.
Basically. So they jumped on their paddle boards. They got back. Then the bear got in the water, started swimming back. So they went back to the island. And I just want to say, I told you so. I had reason to be concerned about bears. And we even joked about it the day before.
What day do you need to take off this week?
To go get some mental help?
No,
or
to go to the funeral. Obviously something terrible happened to your friends.
No, they're fine.
Oh, they're fine. So hold on. So you can have an encounter with a bear and no reason to be anxious. The bear
but
didn't
imagine
maul them.
If
did
I had
take their, did
baby
it take their
Swanson.
Child or their dog or something?
No, they didn't have no children,
so,
no dog.
So they had this bear encounter.
But imagine if I had Swanson.
Why are we imagining things that didn't happen?
Because I like to be prepared.
No, you like to be anxious. You literally like to be anxious.
Did anyone like that? I said prepared, and it kind of sounded like prepared.
Mm.
So anyway, I just wanted to say no, it can happen.
Who won this argument today? I don't even know if we had an argument. But like,
I didn't know about the island bears. I'm leaning towards her a little bit.
They're not islands. They're just little crevices.
The Slacker Show.
Nine. This is a part of the show that's kind of dramatic. It's you've confused me. Other people's problems. Where do we find the old ones, Erica?
On the Odyssey app. Audacy.
Hack.
Today we have Brittany. She's dealing with a father-in-law who's staying for a while.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Hey, Brittany.
Yay.
What's going on?
So, my father-in-law is having his house remodeled. Oh.
So he's staying with me and my husband for a few months.
Okay, great.
And, well, I mean, at first I was like, oh, okay, you know, more bonding time. But ever since he arrived, it's been very clear that he's expecting me to take care of him while he's here.
What do you mean by take care of him?
Like he wants me to do his laundry and cook for him. And I don't mind doing things like vacuuming or washing dishes, but it seems like he wants me to do everything. And he's divorced and he normally lives on his own. So I know that he knows how to do these things, but I just feel like since I'm there, he wants me to do them for him.
You feel? Or
you okay. know.
Or he said, has he
I,
been like,
no,
like, what has he said? These yeah, underwear aren't going to wash themselves or like what?
Oh my God.
What is he?
Your like, father-in-law's underwear.
Well, if he wants her to do laundry, that's going to be in there.
Well, he'll say things like, oh, so what are you cooking for dinner? Or, oh, you know, when you, wash the clothes, can you make sure that my shirt's you know, are line dried instead of in the dryer.
Okay. I wait. Because you made a shocked face on dinner. I don't think dinner's bad.
If someone walks into my home, looks at me and says, what's for dinner?
If I'm a house guest of yours, what's for dinner?
But are you there as a guest or are you there because your home's being remodeled and you needed a place to crash, therefore you should be contributing?
Both.
not an option.
You gotta ask what's for dinner because maybe you're like, I was gonna pick up a pizza, but if you're cooking something, I mean, you gotta ask maybe what's for dinner.
But it's what in are you the making? Phrase. That's the fr. It's the phrasing.
What
it's
are
not
you
what
making?
Are you making?
Is different.
Yeah.
I like my steak medium rare. Like if
and
you
I like my underwear clothesline
pressed.
I am the guy with very specific laundry directions, so I kind of relate to that.
Hold on
to the.
Are you doing your own laundry?
In my own home or yeah. like visiting?
I'm afraid. I'm glad you had to clarify.
Yeah, I'm kind of curious as to both.
Yeah, in my own home, we'll go back and forth. It's like whoever does it. It's like I'll bring it down, she'll throw it in, or I'll throw it. It's just keeps
or you're
we
like,
keep it
I'm
moving.
I'm doing Tom and
yeah.
yeah, okay.
But if I'm visiting a place,
was that him yelling at his wife like in the house? Like,
yeah, yeah,
I'm doing laundry.
I just want you to know downstairs with the laundry basket going. I'm doing laundry. If you didn't need anything done.
This is a total tangent, but Eric has started this new guy voice. Thing yeah. in the last day or so, and it's off-putting.
Did I?
Yeah, you did. And it's kind of freaking me out. You do it off the air a lot.
This is the first I'm hearing of it. But when you're visiting, you say,
I feel like it's an unwinnable position. As someone, I don't really visit that long, but I definitely have had in-laws and family stay, and they either go, hey, like get their laundry in with ours, which is kind of annoying. Or yeah. they just go, yeah, I threw a load in. And you're like, I was about to throw a load in. Also kind of annoying. Like there's no way for it not to be frustrating.
You wouldn't hand your laundry to someone and say, shirts need to be line dried. Ever.
You might, because I'm a little territorial about my washing machine. I don't want you messing around with it.
So if I was staying with you for God, whatever reason, I wouldn't be allowed
the world
to
is
just,
ending.
Yeah, I wouldn't be allowed to just do my laundry.
You'd have to come ask. Hey, can we maybe get back to Brittany?
I know. I am flabbergasted.
303-222-5423. You can call or text. Brittany, there's something we're not talking about here. Where's your husband in all this? Mm. Like, shouldn't he be telling his father, hey, pops, do your own shirts.
Offer to cook tonight.
Or
that's the thing.
Yep.
That's the thing. He's like, oh, it's only temporary. You're overreacting. I want him to put his foot down and talk to his dad, but he just makes excuses. And so I don't know how to get my father-in-law to take care of himself and stop expecting me to wait on him hand and foot.
And a follow-up question. Would you say that you do your husband's laundry? Do you cook for him every night? Is this something that is just expected because it's part of your life?
Well, I do a lot of the cooking and laundry, but like, you know, he does a lot of the handyman work around the house. You know what I mean? We take turns.
Meanwhile, father-in-law is like, here's my undies.
Okay, wait, can I just ask this? Can I go back to the food?
Yeah.
Okay, Brittany, but you're cooking for you and your husband. Right. Why wouldn't you just cook for one more? Like, you're acting like this is this massive inconvenience. It's like...
It's not, but it's the effort in him, like, asking and being aware that he is... I don't want to say that he's a burden, but he's in...
You're doing laundry anyway. Just throw my stuff in.
No.
Is this a big guy? Does he have? Does he make 14 costume changes a day? Like, if it's just one pair of pants, one shirt, one like, throw my. Can you throw my stuff in?
No.
It's saying I appreciate what you are doing. Thank you. Not just toss it in.
Or he could just go to her and say, "Is it cool if I run a little laundry?"
Yeah, but he's only got one shirt and one pant. I'm not going to...
If for all the months he's staying there, he's just going to wear one shirt, one pant over and over again.
I'm saying like that day, he doesn't
you
have to...
You don't know that. He might have said, and I got a bunch of stinky socks.
But what about just, you have guests over. Don't you want to put your best foot forward? Don't you want to kind of be polite? When my in-laws come, I carry the suitcase up from the basement every time.
You're damn right you do.
Because that's respectful. That's not my suitcase. What, you can't carry it? That'd be ridiculous. That would be rude of me.
He's staying with us for a few months.
Yeah.
And he expects me to cook every single day. And it builds up over time. I don't know if you...
The suitcase trip is just once.
Yeah. You go up, you go down.
Up and down.
It's not a hotel with room service.
But let me just... I just want to say one more thing.
Go ahead and say it.
My father has passed. But if this were my father... I would absolutely lack the courage to confront him.
Mm-hmm. And my father is wrong was with a society.
But my, it's just my dad was in his eight. Like he grew up in a different time where like his dad would like smack him at 4:30 in the morning and go milk.
Yeah.
And he's got, you know what I'm saying? So you don't go to him and go do your own shirts. Like you just, you don't do like your husband. It may look like respect. It may look like fear, but it's like, he doesn't want to go to his dad and go, "Hey dad, Brittany's tired of cooking for you." That's not going to go well.
I think the problem is that he's assuming the woman in the home is going to do it. And he's not going to his own son.
I agree. And he's clearly, I mean, Brittany, I don't know if you want to say this on the air. You're already throwing this guy under a bus. He's clearly very old fashioned.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I get that he's from a different time, but It's now is a new time, and I feel like my husband should at least talk to him. I mean, I don't know. Maybe you do think I'm overreacting, I don't know what to do, but I'm starting to feel resentful.
If he asks, "Hey, what's for dinner?" and you go, "We were actually thinking about ordering a pizza," do you think he'd be like, "Absolutely not. You cook for me," or do you think he'd go, "Save me a slice"? It just seems like he's trying to get on board with the plans.
He's me.
Okay, and now you made me sad.
Way to go. Okay. More of that.
Anything that backs her down. But
yeah.
He doesn't chip in or anything. Like, we have had takeout, but he doesn't ever say, like, "Oh, okay, how much can I chip in?" or, you know, whatever. He just he just expects us to provide everything for him.
Okay. It sounds like it's a bit on the toxic old school thing, but I don't know how to fix it. I know that Eric has already given me the look. If he were moving in with you forever, you'd have to fix this.
Yeah, totally.
But this is temporary. So
a few months.
I know, but it's like, how much are you going to change an 80-year-old? I don't know how old he is, but like, how much are you going to change him in 3 months? Or do you just go, "Ugh, he's gross. He's antiquated."
Well, I don't know if he's gross.
Well, yeah, that the women should be the one doing things. Yeah, yeah. That's a gross mentality. I mean, I agree with you, but I got news for you. If he has 70 years to build up that mentality, you're not going to break him in 3 months. You're just going to make those 3 months miserable. So you might as well hang his shirts. That's all.
I couldn't disagree more.
I understand
but I
that.
I don't think I'm going to fight you right now.
Good, because women should be seen.
Stop it.
And not heard. Perfect.
All right, hang on, Brittany. You know I don't mean it. Stop writing your angry texts. I
don't know. Maybe I think I might be too much of a pushover because I'm just, when people visit me, I'm just like, yeah, whatever you need, and we'll get through it. But it's not for months at a time. Yeah. It's like a week. So that is different.
And I'm just going to say one other thing that's going to get me in so much trouble, but want to say this. Okay. Like, pretend this is me and my pretend wife and my father's there. If I step in and do his laundry and do the cooking, he's going to go, what kind of woman do you have? Look at you cooking.
I could not hate you more right now.
I'm not saying it's a good thing.
I know, but it's just like, why do we accept that?
But you have to because it's your dad.
No.
Kind of.
You can encourage them to grow.
You can teach an old dog new tricks.
Lewis would strongly disagree. I'm just...
Who's Lewis?
That was my father. Oh. Yeah, there you
now
go.
Now she's sad.
Brittany needs help with an overbearing, misogynistic father-in-law. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're trying to help Brittany out. She's got a father-in-law staying at her house for the next few months.
Right.
Because he's remodeling his own house. He's divorced. Seems like a capable fellow when he's living on his own. But now that he's moved in, it's kind of like, hey, Britt.
And it's not, I can't snap very well. It's not that attitude towards his own son.
It's just sort of, he comes from that land of the lost.
And that is just not an excuse.
But it kind of, you're not going to get your husband to stand up to his dad. It's not as easy as you think. Oh my God.
Yeah, you drive that wedge in hard enough, Slacker.
There's a whole OPP about everything that you're saying right now that we can tackle later when Dane writes it.
Oh, perfect.
Austin?
Yai.
Whose side are you on?
I'm on her side, but I am going to say that my dad has been divorced 5 times.
Oh, yikes.
And he chooses the worst people, but he always compares them to somebody that's going to be Susie Homemaker. And I, still single in my late 30s, told him, I said, you need to watch Yellowstone.
Oh.
And you need to see Beth, because that is me and that is most females.
Taking nothing right off of any man.
Yeah.
If we are capable, so are you.
Yeah,
end of
correct.
Story.
And he watched it and he said, so do I call you Beth from now on?
No, was it in a sweet way?
Yes.
Okay.
So he did understand the message. It's like, Dad, being from another time is no excuse to not adapt to this time.
Correct. Yeah.
I love it.
It's just hard.
Bing, 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 bing.
And I understand. Like, on paper, we can solve so many arguments. Mm-hmm. Oh, just talk to him. It's fine. It's like, but you don't go to the 70-year-old man. I'm just picturing my dad.
People in the text are like, you can't tell off your father-in-law. I'm like, no one's saying to tell him off. It's as simple as, hey, I don't have time to do the laundry right now, but you are welcome to use the machine.
But he's going to go, but I'm a guy.
And I will go, here's my foot, and it's going up your butt.
I know how weird it is, but like, there, like, thank you for the call, Austin. Appreciate. I don't know how to make this point any clearer. Like, he didn't move in forever. And like,
okay, so do you want to do it all?
I would rather do it than try. Like, if my father were alive, I would rather do his laundry than try to explain to him the way modern society works.
Perfect. Then Brittany's husband should take on everything.
But she's got, like, can I ask you something? I can't look at you.
You literally can't look at me.
Could we make an arrangement? If this was you and me, could we make an arrangement? I'll do it all, but will you tell him you did it?
No!
Because we're not going to break him of his thing, so just let him think he's winning the thing.
But we have a text that says, Slacker, what you could have said back to, you used your dad as an example. What you could have said back to your dad is, Dad, that's not how our relationship works. We all chip in this house, period.
And he would be like,
My house, my rules,
I raised you better than
no.
Also, I like that, Aaron. My house, my rules.
Not when your dad is when your dad is there, it's his house.
No,
no, it's not. His room. Right.
I swear to God, you guys don't have a fear of your father. You just don't.
No,
you just
no. don't. Mine is 6 feet
you're
under.
Girls. Oh. Girl, like girl dads are real. Like right. Hazel's gonna be able to walk over TX face whenever she wants and just be like, do it.
And T-Hack would be so upset if her father-in-law says, do my laundry. Bing, 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 bing,
bing. He would, but she won't ever tell him. Robbie?
Yay.
Yay. What do you think?
I, you know, if it was a couple weeks, I'd say, yeah, just put up with it. But for months, first of all, who has their house remodeled for months? I mean,
it takes a long time these days. Permits and all the crap. Yeah. I've got friends who've been upside down for 6 months for a bathroom.
Oh, well. Then, yeah, you should have left a room open. But anyway, I would, if I was Brittany, and I'm 60, and I've got a dad in his 80s, so I would probably stand up to my dad in that case. And if I was Brittany, I would say, I need to go stay with my mom or dad for a little while and just go. And leave the guys.
But who's going to clean?
Robbie just said you got to be like 60 before you can stand up to your dad. Before your dad's like, you know what? I guess you are kind of an adult now. Like you just feel like
it's not even that. Yeah, it's not his 60. It's that his dad is too old to fight back.
That's okay.
You wait until your dad's 80.
Nah, that's not it. I would have done it at 40, man. Nah, are you kidding?
then you're not as afraid of your dad as I am.
Still
or
older
I was
than me.
Trust me. My dad was a Korean War vet. I mean, he was a drill sergeant.
You're not gonna push up against
you know,
that.
Yeah, my dad was not any of those, or is.
Nah, I would not. No way, I'd tolerate that. It's like line dry my shirts for real.
I like this guy.
Thank you, Robbie. Winning points with the ladies today. Candy.
Yay!
What do you think she should do?
Kill him with pettiness.
Kill him with pettiness?
Oh, no.
Is that a new type of like arsenic? What is, or you?
I thought you said kill him with kindness. No?
No, pettiness.
Oh, with pettiness.
So my father-in-law lived with us for a little over a year, and very similar personality traits that your OPP is describing. And so, for example, when he'd ask me to do laundry, I would just leave his in the laundry and continue with mine. Or I would cook dinner, and it's expected that whoever cooks dinner doesn't do the dishes. So I wouldn't do them, and then they'd still be in the sink the next morning for when he had to go cook his eggs or something like that.
I get it, my girl. I love it.
Got to be petty.
So instead of just being nice to a person for 3 months, you're choosing
you're being nice by letting them stay with you.
You're choosing
petty. And then
petty.
They have to help.
Yes, I could be nice for a week. After that, when my sister was here, she did her own laundry in our house.
She was here for like 3 days.
Yeah, but with a poopy baby.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9. Time once again for the diary. Where we last left off, I forget. Oh, they were about to have Thanksgiving.
She decided to host with Kim. Mike's coming to meet both parents. Baby Talker's coming, which is her dad's girlfriend.
Wow, this
what's
is
her name?
Recap.
Sandy?
Sally.
Sally. Mm.
Ooh.
Wait, and
there
was a Julie reference. Oh, Julie's the diary girl, and she was something else. She's
and
the one
Alex. We don't know who Alex is.
Oh, Alex is coming home from college.
Or is coming from college.
Coming from college.
Because we don't. Someone commented and was like, you guys aren't getting it. Her parents are local. Mike's parents are not. But I think they're all not local.
Yeah, because she said that they would have to pick which parent to go to and travel to it.
Yeah,
no,
right?
Maybe she didn't say travel.
Maybe she has
just
to pick
which one. Mm. They both live in her same town. I think.
Which would explain why her mom was always asking when she was going to meet Mike, because it could have just happened any Saturday.
Yes.
Okay.
So maybe.
Has that happened, by the way? I forget. We know Mike met Kim, but not the parents.
Thanksgiving's it.
And that last post was really close post. That last, what do you call it?
Entry.
That was on November 20th. So it was anywhere from 1 to 7 days before.
Because we did some research and figure out
the
latest.
Last day that Thanksgiving can be on is the 28th.
So we don't know what day Thanksgiving fell that year, but like, I don't know. There's just, I keep circling back to the Kim drama, how Kim hit on Mike and the whole thing. And now she's just dropped it.
Yeah.
And
sometimes that's what you do with friends. Even if deep down, you know, they were so wrong, but it's just not worth it.
But look, can I just ask this? It's like that happened at a Halloween party. So Kim had some booze. Mike had some booze. And then all of a sudden, like, you're so
they
cute.
They didn't. Don't.
No, but it was like, you're that. So cute. Oh my God. Flirty. Then why do you want to do another thing with booze involved? Like Thanksgiving, you're drinking like the way you can imagine in my house. You're starting with mimosas in the morning. You put the turkey in and you're like cooking and having this kind of wine. You move through the whites, the reds, the bourbon. Like you're just, it's like Kim's going to like jump on Mike. It's going to like.
I don't know. Because with family coming in, I feel like it's a little more mature. It's not party.
But they don't always stay all together. Day. And then like you kind of turns into.
Or. She did talk to Kim and she never wrote about it.
I feel like she'd write about it. Maybe not. Yeah. You're right.
You're wearing like a sweater and stuff. It's different than a Halloween party where you're
not as
wearing nothing.
Trampy nurse or naughty pickle.
Dallas
There's
Cowboys.
A lot to comment on.
All right. So the last one was the 20th and today is?
The 30th. Ooh, November 30th. Okay. We've got sane handwriting, everybody.
Ooh. All right. Let's go.
All right. I've had time to think for a few days about the disaster that turned out to be Thanksgiving. And in those days, I still haven't taken it all in. To describe in one word, wow. I didn't expect it to be a walk in the park, but wow. It all started off so easy. Kim insisted on cooking all by herself. Mom picked up Alex Wednesday night, so they were here right at 3. Dad and Sally got here a little later. Mike had helped me clean and decorate with leaves and those little tiny pumpkins. Aww. Mom and Sally made awkward small talk. The storm was brewing slowly.
Wait, so Alex is now confirmed a sibling.
Yeah.
Has to be. If mom picked him up.
Yeah. Yep. Her or him. We don't know.
Oh, that's right, Alex. But I feel like 20 years ago, Alex was a little more.
But we don't
Alexandra.
Assume.
Alexandra.
I guess. Okay.
But it was Kim who I believe started it. First I asked about 3:30 how it was coming along and was shooed out of the kitchen. Then my mom poked her head in and was kicked out. And Sally, poor stupid baby talking Sally, asked loudly about 4:30 if we were eating soon. It was at this point Kim realized she wasn't quite as Martha Stewart as she may have imagined.
Oh no.
First...
Oh boy.
Eve?
First ever?
It just is an EVE. So it's either Ive or Eve. Heard something clattering into the sink and then the sobbing and the swearing. And then Sally, poor stupid baby talking Sally, went into the kitchen where the dragon who used to be Kim was.
Wait, hold on. She wrote that whole poor stupid baby talking Sally all the way through more than once.
Twice.
My
twice
God,
so far.
Woman.
I can't quote her exact words, but I believe it went something like, get out of my, I think it's f-ing kitchen, baby talker. Out.
No!
Out!
She called her baby talker?
Yes. Followed by lots of crying, sobbing, sniffling noises, and more stuff crashing in the sink. Sally came back a bit pale. I don't know that you're ever ready for a 6-foot-tall blonde to scream and throw things. Also, there's a little water damage on this page. We all sat there for a minute, not saying anything and just looking at each other. Finally, Alex and I went slowly into the dragon's lair. Barbie had finally cracked under the pressure of all those years of pretending to be perfect. And dinner, it was all done. Don't know what brought her to be crazy. To be something. But dinner was all ready to go.
Oh.
Dang it. I nodded at Alex and she started bringing it out to the what? To the chairs of cloth-covered cards? To the chain of cloth-covered card tables we'd set up in the living room. I knelt down to Kim and began to take off her apron. They didn't come, she whispered in tears. Who? No one. She was right. I don't know who she had invited, but the only people in the living room belonged to me. She went into her room, and for a minute, I felt sad for her. My parents are divorced and all but they're part of my life. So my parents are divorced and all. Hers just send postcards from whatever foreign country they jet off to. But then she came out of her room in a new outfit and all made up and lavished all the attention being thrown at her and I stopped feeling bad for her. The most terrible moment is when you realize your best friend is a faker. I wasted so many years telling her my secrets and caring about her life and wasting my love on her. What happened next is still a little unbelievable to me. I don't know where it all came from. Well, I do, but well, maybe I haven't finished figuring it all out. Maybe just wow will have to do for right now. I'm tired of thinking right now, and I don't feel much like writing anymore.
No. What'd Kim do?
I know.
Everybody has a veto, but that was so long. It's hard to make a case.
So confusing is that I happened to flip and at the top of the page, because I thought it kept going. The top of the page is November 30th again.
But that's still a separate entry. It's one entry.
I think we have to leave it.
It's another big long one?
No, this was.
This was probably the longest entry we have had.
Can I just ask one question when she's like, I nodded to Alex, and did she said something about Alex when she was taking stuff out?
He started bringing it out to the...
Because you said she, and I'm like, I got so confused.
Because I was thinking Kim.
Okay. But Kim was still on the ground.
Kim was on the ground. Writer nodded to Alex, and he started bringing it out to the chain of her
brother, baby brother, we assume, because he's in college.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay, so we're clearly missing something that Kim did, but so am I wrong? Because when she said that Kim lost it, like, I felt really bad for Kim.
Me too.
I still do.
Why do you not?
Well, it's like, because then she's like, she's a faker and she's the worst friend ever, all this stuff. And I'm like, I thought this was kind of a glimpse into clearly Kim wants attention from anyone.
Kim has demons.
Well, yeah, she's not getting it from her family.
You don't get the faker part?
No.
So the faker part is this. Kim, the assumption was Kim screwed something up for the food and that's why she broke down. Then you go in there, the food's all fine.
It's ready.
So it's like,
but she
wasn't
sad because
she was sad because nobody came.
Parents didn't come.
Correct.
Okay.
So then she goes in her room.
Gets
and then
up
comes
again.
Back out and is normal 100%.
Yeah.
Like, and that's when the writer goes, wait a minute. You're just a chameleon. You just lie.
You just know to throw tantrums to get attention. It's the
squeaky
wheel.
And now you're just fine. And like, now, as long as people are going, oh my God, Kim, the food is so great. And she said she lavished in it.
Yeah.
Do we think that someone really didn't show, or was Kim just, the attention's not on me? I'm going to say they didn't come.
For whatever reason, calling her a faker feels like, she feels like what she's seeing right at that moment is like, I now see the real Kim. Like, I've fallen for this charade the whole time we've been friends. And now I just see her differently.
But if she came out of the room and was still so upset about them not coming, that wouldn't have been good either.
Correct.
As a friend. So
correct. I agree with you.
I think that's what, isn't that what everyone does, especially at like a holiday event where people are over? You just like, all right, I'll deal with it later and we'll make the best of it.
Maybe she was just too good at it.
But it makes me I wasted so many years telling her my secrets and caring about her life and wasting my love on her. It makes me so sad.
Yeah. Or was she saying like, Kim didn't even tell me she was going through this?
Yeah, because she didn't know that she invited others.
Yeah, it's like, I've shared everything with you, and then you're going through stuff and not telling
it. Pretending to be my best friend, but I didn't know.
Yeah, I want to know what she did to know what, what's the fake,
Okay, well, we all have.
No.
We don't now, it's too late. We'll have to wait till tomorrow to find out what happens next.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I need to be ever so slightly something that's not easy to do in this room, especially with Erica.
You can use the word vulnerable.
I need to be a little vulnerable.
I saw your mouth starting to
vulnerable. I've got about a week before my son leaves.
Oh.
And a couple things are happening. And I need to ask the younger people in the room, which is essentially everyone. Were you jerks to your parents before you left?
In general, yeah.
But like, I don't know if he thinks this is funny, but like, hey, can you make chicken wings? And I'm like, I don't know if I, it's like, it's probably the last time you're going to be able to do that.
Oh, yeah.
What? And he I is working me over?
Mm. I did that and I never left.
So that might just be a personality trait of hers.
What?
I don't think I did that.
You like?
No, absolutely not. Because my mom is very emotional and I knew it was good. Aww. I was the oldest, so I was the first one to move out and I knew it was going to be very rough for her, which then in turn is rough for me. It's rough. Like, so I didn't poke the bear.
So you, okay.
Not at all. Because I'm like, it's not funny. It's, she's not going to think it's funny. She's
and
gonna,
I don't know if he's trying to.
Her heart is breaking. You know, I'm leaving. So.
But is he doing it to be funny or is he doing it to just, he is a master manipulator right now. Like, I will give him anything in the world.
And he knows it.
Kind of. For sure.
Yeah, he's well aware. He's probably been aware for the last year.
Yeah, but like the last few days have just been like, I wish we could do that. And it's like, probably last time we'll get to go to Topgolf. And it's like, I finally had to like sit him down and go, son, you don't have cancer.
Right.
You're like moving to Omaha.
You'll come home for Christmas.
Yeah, I've already bought the ticket.
Thanksgiving too?
I haven't bought Thanksgiving yet or his fall break.
He'll come home for Thanksgiving.
He doesn't get as much time off. He gets like, this weird week in October.
For fall break. I remember this.
And like, but for Thanksgiving, he only basically has like Wednesday, Thursday, Friday or whatever. So what's like, do I... But I got to bring him home
back
for that.
He flies out Tuesday night. He goes back Sunday.
Okay. This is the question. The other question. Is he sad? Like, I need to know the mindset. Like, I have a few questions about things, and I guess we could lump it all into one thing. Like, we're not... I've already decided we're flying, not driving.
Right.
And then we're going to go buy crap for his dorm room, and I don't know what to buy. Like, I need help with his dorm room, but I need him to be sad.
I think he's masking it.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Knowing you, and you and Noah have a very close relationship in a friendship way as well.
Yes.
So it is, he's poking the bear. He's kind of making fun of it, but I think it is totally masking. He is going to miss you a lot.
Yeah.
Hack is who I really need the answer for.
Because he's a boy.
Well, and he called me out on something the other day, and it's been eating me alive.
Hack did?
Yes.
What?
My son doesn't do any, like, you got everybody listening? 303-222-5423, judge away. I do everybody's laundry. I just do it.
Mm-hmm.
I do their sheets.
And we all appreciate it.
No.
You're the worst, man.
It's when I'm folding the girl's underwear that it gets real weird.
It's got to be kind of weird doing your daughter's underwear.
It is kind of weird.
And bras and stuff.
I don't want to get too personal in that regard, but she hasn't switched to an underwear that would make me uncomfortable. Like super uncomfortable. Yeah.
Or you just haven't seen them yet. They're still in the bottom. They're so.
That could be. She might be doing those. No, she's just not. I don't think she's
that. I did that for a time.
You hit them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
From your mom and your dad?
For sure.
So you bought them on your own?
Yeah, I must have. Or like maybe my sisters took me.
And then you just would like sneak down at 3 a.m.
But
like,
I also did my own laundry at the time.
Oh.
So it's different.
Okay.
Sorry, not to stress you out.
And sorry, you were saying how he does.
He doesn't do his laundry. And then I'm like, I think he's going to get to college and go, man, I'm hungry. Where's the granola bars that are always in the pantry? And he's not going to have them. And he's going to go, where's all my clean underwear? And then TX like, so are you going to be, I don't remember the way you worded it, but you like shut me down in such a weird way. You were like, so are you going to be upset if he actually goes out there and crushes it?
What happens if he gets there and he's like, yeah, I've been doing my laundry and I'm cleaning up my dorm rooms real clean and I'm ahead on this. I've been meal prepping, doing all these things that you've been trying to get him to do for years. He goes away and does it. Are you going to be happy or are you going to be like, what the heck, man? It's been years and you wouldn't help out at all.
I think he's going to fail and not in a bad way. He's not going to fail at anything big, just the little stuff.
He just one day might wake up and be like, I have no, not even remotely clean laundry.
Correct. Yeah.
But do you want him to fail because then you feel appreciated?
I don't want him to fail at all. I just think it's going to happen. But when TX asked me that, then it made me feel like exactly what you're saying. Like I'm rooting for him to fail and I don't want that to happen. I want him to be...
But won't it sting a little bit if he doesn't fail a little?
No.
Because if you're like, dude, you were putting on an act for years. I've been begging you to clean up.
But it means that Slacker did a good job.
Yes.
Yeah.
It would mean that I did it right. And I just let him manipulate me, which sucks.
But it's better than you didn't teach him anything.
Correct. If he just got there and colossally failed, and then I get the call, it's like, can I come home? Like,
oh, by the way, you're probably going to get that call.
No, that's the real thing that I want to get. Like,
I nearly left college after my first semester. I was so sad and alone. But
were your parents strong?
What happened? They're like, you have to finish the year and you can apply to other schools and you can transfer, but like you're staying the year. But they flew me home. My mom flew me home for that fall break and like pep talked me.
So, see, like Hack's dad threw every piece of furniture onto the lawn as right. Hack was pulling away. It's like he knew he had no shot.
I tried to drop out every semester of my life.
Yeah. You did?
Every single one. Yeah. It didn't, never went over well. Because I just hated it. I hated all, just everything about it. I was like, this isn't right for me. I don't want to be here. Like, I'm having a lot of fun, like everyone talked about, but I don't feel like I'm growing as a person. I feel like I'm wasting time. So, and that really was really frustrating for me. But
will you guys be this sounds really weird, but because I don't have a sig other. Don't give me the look.
We can be your sig other.
I need you guys to be strong when he calls and says, I want to come home. You guys are going to have to talk me out of it.
You let him come home for a weekend. You say on Sunday, you're going back. I'm sorry.
No, let him come home.
No, you're out.
No college.
Aaron and I will handle this.
What a waste.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
I have a feeling things are going to get bad in the studio right now.
Oh, going to get bad?
Well, because everybody's kind of got that Spider-Man meme thing going on right there. There's a story out that's like this man and his girlfriend are about to move in together. She's got like $9,000 in credit card debt that she ran up. And she's like, well, listen.
And he didn't know about it.
Yeah.
Ooh, okay. That's important.
Yeah.
And she's like, well, like we need help. We need help me pay that off before we like
move in together.
Yeah. And he's like, that's not fair. Like you wrangled up that debt.
Prior to us probably even being together, it seems.
Yeah. And he's a guy. I don't know how everyone in this room is. Is anybody carrying like credit card debt?
A little bit.
Nothing that I couldn't pay off today, but I like to let it, you know.
You what?
Yeah, that's a real weird one. I don't want to pay it all the way down because it's like good for your credit cards not to, allegedly.
No, it's not.
Okay, cool. No, I'll pay it off today.
Pay it off every month.
No, I had heard that too, where it's like once you pay it off, your credit declines.
No, not true.
Thank
it's
you.
Not.
I'm like an 850.
It's probably something
score.
The bank even, just wanted me to.
Yeah, no, they want interest from
you.
Yeah,
perfect.
Charging it up and paying it off is a good thing. Good. Just keep doing that.
All right.
But like the guy is like me. Like credit card debt is bad. You can use my friends at American Finance Week. Sorry. But it is bad.
Yeah.
So he's like, no, that's your debt. Figure it out. And now they might not move in together. Because I don't know how everybody, I understand his thinking of like, I didn't charge it up.
Right.
But you love this person.
Right. And right before we started this break, T-Hack and you had interesting thoughts about it.
Yeah, go ahead. Hack, you like.
I don't have credit card debt. But when my wife had student loans and when we got married, they became also my student loans. And so we paid them off.
Together,
yeah.
And that wasn't your problem, but you did it.
Right.
Because they got married and you combined lives.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And so then they were ours. And then her loans became a priority for both of us. Like we want to pay these off so that we can then move forward.
So do you side with the girl then? Because as a couple.
I'm a little confused. So she said, I'm not moving in with you unless you pay off my credit card. So it's like, it's a win-win for her. I don't, that's where I don't understand.
She wants help to pay it off sooner. So she feels like, she feels like if they're moving in together, they're combining lives. So shouldn't he help to pay it off sooner?
Hmm.
So that they can start
I could
their
not
life.
Agree with her more.
What?
I could not agree. I have done this with every single person I've been in a long-term relationship with.
You've helped them pay off debt or loans?
No, I've helped them pay for their life so they pay it off. Like, the way I look at it, if you're moving into my apartment, let's say my rent is $1,000 a month.
Okay.
Which is ridiculous. Yeah. I'm just using big round numbers.
I'm moving in there.
And it's like, we're going to split it. It's $500 a piece. Okay, great. Move in. I'm already paying $1,000 a month. I'm already paying for it. So I don't need your half of the rent. But I need to see you put $500 a month towards your credit card.
Here's my question.
Yeah.
If the roles were reversed, would you feel the same? If it was the woman going, or the man being like, I have debt. Like, do you feel like you've done that, Slacker, because you feel like it's kind of your duty as a guy? And Tiak, did you feel that was like your duty as a husband?
Yeah. And also we were in a similar thing where we were moving into our apartment together. I'm older than her. So she was still in school, mm-hmm. not working as much. So when it came time for deposits and mm-hmm. first, like all that stuff,
it's all you.
It was all me. And I remember kind of keeping a ledger in the beginning going, okay, well, I paid this.
What are you doing, man?
And then I just deleted it eventually. Cause I'm like, what are you doing? You're going to marry her. What are you going to make her pay you back? And then it's all going to go in the same pot eventually. Like, it's going to sort itself out. But that's because we were at least engaged at that point, I think. Like, this was a more serious future together. But so it depends how serious you view moving in together.
I view moving in as it's like a major step. Like, I want to be with you, so I need you to be financially stable.
Yeah.
I don't know that this has gender roles to it.
I was just curious about it, because, like, you both have kind of done this. I have not.
Would it make you mad? Though, if like him moving in, it's like, oh, by the way, and I think what this guy is doing is kind of judging what she spent it on.
Yeah.
And like how she did it secretly. And it's like, it doesn't matter if you're $5,000 in debt because you fell for some multi-level marketing scheme.
Right.
Or you just bought a bunch of crap that you didn't need, or you bought stuff you did. It doesn't matter to me. You're $5,000 in debt. I don't care how you got there. I really don't.
I mean, like, technically, when we moved in together, my fiance owned a home he was trying to sell. So I was footing all of our home expenses while he was getting that sold. And now the tables have turned and he's been doing that for me. So we have done this.
Does it feel weirder one way than the other then?
No.
You didn't feel like you were emasculating him, like he was less of a man when you were paying for everything? Because you're the one who brought it up. Is this a boy thing?
Well, I think if he came to me and was like, oops, I have $9,000 in credit card debt and I never told you, I would have been like, that's kind of your problem.
I think it's the fact that she didn't tell him. That's kind of that's the problem for me.
And is now mm-hmm. expecting he's going to pay it.
But if we're going to be together, you are going to pay it. It doesn't matter whether you expect.
Aren't you more worried about why the reason was? Like, if you're just buying stuff you don't need, okay, let's learn this lesson.
We have to fix that problem.
Yeah, the pattern doesn't just keep continuing.
Is she hot?
Slacker.
Okay. I'm sorry.
She's
but
moving
like,
in, dude. Of course.
Yes. So I'm going to let her do whatever she wants. Do you know what I mean?
Is that like, why us girls get away with so much?
Yes.
Yeah.
Is this literally the first time?
How much do you guys need?
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
It's a beautiful day. I'm here at a great
beautiful
job.
Beautiful day in the neighborhood.
Yeah, surrounded by three other people who I love.
Boy, you struggle with that three, though. Is it me? When you think of people you love, am I the one that's hard to like get over the L word?
No, we have quite a history together.
I don't think he knows me well enough yet to
have felt comfortable. No, I think you two have fast become really close.
You guys had dinner together with your sig others.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's... Yeah.
For the record, they were there.
Soup was almost spilled. Yeah. You bonded over that.
Oh my gosh, yes.
All these things are going right, and yet I'm still feeling teed off.
Oh my God,
you gotta give me time. You gotta give me time. Okay, I'm almost there. I'm almost.
Be slower.
Here we go. I'm sorry.
With all the problems in the real world, Tiak don't care.
Whoa!
Since all the things that seem to bug him are so unfair.
He's real today.
You were not in my studio when we cut that, and even if you were, I would never allow you to cup one hand over an ear.
They put the one headphone on.
Who always does?
Like
artists.
Artists. Yeah, I don't know why, but they always do. Okay. Now Slacker's teed off.
Yeah, I'm starting the song over. And this time I'm singing it about me. Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
So there's this phenomenon that happens. My children have even wanted to jump on board and be a part of it. I see it almost every day on my way into work where I'm driving and I see the cutest little girl or the cutest little boy. They've set up on the side of the road. They have a little table, a little sign, and they're selling lemonade. Now
it's called a lemonade stand.
Yes.
Ah. Because you know what? Sometimes when life gives you lemons, you
gotta make lemonade.
Damn right.
Yes. So I see them all the time. And I've stopped before. I've been admonished for stopping. I've been told it's a little creepy when I just solo pull over. Hey, what you got? It's a little, you know.
I don't think so.
Is it?
If you don't say it like that, it's okay.
Yeah, yeah, and if you just swing a door open or the hatchback and go like, there's some Snickers in the back there if you want to jump on in there. And
they go perfect together.
I've got a question.
Yeah.
When you stop, do you drink the lemonade?
We're getting so okay. You're
fantastic.
It's like, see, she knows me. She
you guys are best
me,
friends,
and this is why we've okay. So I want to stop. I want to support the kids. My kids have asked about running a lemonade, starting a business. It's great. I have no problem. I'm not like
starting
a business.
Now you're just talking.
We'll franchise
silly.
It. We're,
yeah.
All of that.
Oh yeah, for sure.
But the reason I don't stop isn't because I might look like a creeper.
Okay.
I can't control that. I look, you know. It's because they give you a little cup, usually a solo cup, with no lid. No lid, no straw, no anything. And it's like, I got to get back in my car. I don't want to just carry
Please
this cup.
Please tell me you have more than this.
No.
This is...
No.
So hold on. We're giving you time on this massive 100,000-watt radio station.
Erica nailed... How come Erica got it?
No.
I've known you guys for years, and Erica
That's,
knew
I
ahead
don't
of
know.
Time.
No.
That's not what she was going with.
I was worried about the kids who mix it with their...
Hands.
Whole arms.
Yeah, they just... Oh. They played with worms, and then they mixed
right.
it.
And they're wiping their nose, and then they're like, gotta yeah. mix the lemonade, and their whole elbow, like up to their elbow
I'm
in.
Also just not a mixing lemonade kind of person. I don't like... powdered drinks.
Okay, well, what do you want these kids to do?
Well, if they whip out the Simply Lemonade or they actually use their
Simply
little...
Lemonade, the
no,
point
they gotta
is to make it.
Yeah.
Why is that the point?
Because...
We're trying to turn a profit here? I don't want your nasty Crystal Light. That stuff tastes like... Ugh.
But you're... It's about... Didn't any of you do this as kids?
No.
I don't know if I ever ran any.
I couldn't,
oh my
like,
gosh.
I know you'd have to pull the right permits. You have to have the health department out. They have to inspect your table. They have to look for...
Make sure you're not mixing with your whole arm.
Yeah, rodent feces, whatnot.
My right. gosh.
Yeah, you, like mm-hmm. there's rules. I was very much a rule follower when I was little, which is why
so
I'm not
was
anymore.
I, but my sisters put me in a wheelbarrow and tied ribbons in my hair and said, come get your lemonade. I'm dead serious. On the side of a very
so
busy road.
So you were
road.
The advertisement?
Yeah. I was little. I remember it. But wait, so you're teed off simply about lids and straws?
I'm teed off because oh, you God. Leave me an... If I do pull over and I want to support this business, this young person, then I have to stand there and chug the lemonade. And that's not what
chug
I want to do.
Chug it in a Dixie cup?
Yes. I have to stand there. You got to mingle.
It's a shot
there
glass.
Might be other people around
you
also drinking.
You have to mingle?
Mingle with the other weirdos sipping, standing around drinking the lemonade. Put a lid on it. Put a... Everything. Everyone gets their drinks to go. That's what it is. Everyone has to go
and
coffee,
you get back
iced coffee.
In the car, right?
Yes. After I drive.
Do you
after
have...
After I pull over, yeah. Because I'm never walking. I'm always driving and I see them.
Do you have cup holders in your car?
I do, yeah.
It could still slosh, Aaron. I am on his side if he really needs this.
Sip. Also, you shouldn't be teed off. This is a business opportunity for your children. Lemonade stand with to-go cups.
That's...
Do you understand?
It's like you know me, Aaron.
No, but here...
That was my next... Put advertise. I don't care what kind of lemonade. I don't care hand squeeze. Put advertise. We'll give you a straw and a lid. We'll give you a lid.
So you guys are
put
mad at...
Put that on the sign.
You guys are mad at me. For suggesting Simply Lemonade because it cuts into your profit.
It's not about the profit.
Oh, a second ago it was about the profit.
No, the kids need to learn how to make the lemonade.
You have to put in the work, not scheme.
Not just
and
buy it
yeah.
and sell it. Oh. That is not how this goes.
See, I don't care about that. I'm putting a 20 in no matter what. I don't care. I just
right.
don't want
so
to
then,
spill it in my car.
My point is this. Anytime I have hit the kid lemonade stand with my car, mm-hmm. just yeah. to watch them scatter drill, especially yeah. the little girl in the wheelbarrow.
That was you.
No, I don't even drink it. I know the lemonade's going to be butt. So you don't drink it. It's just about, aren't you guys cute? Here you go. Keep your stupid arms like spun.
Mm, so you don't even take it?
No, gross.
Oh, I would want you to take it if I was that kid.
Why?
Because then you're telling me my lemonade looks bad.
Then I dump it out in front of you.
Yeah, it's like,
right.
it's like kicking them while they're down.
Okay. So what do you want the answer to be? You want there to be an ordinance in the city and county?
Yeah, I think this is a missed part of the business plan to market correctly to people who are going to be pulling over and drinking your lemonade in the cars.
Can I make a suggestion? Mm-hmm. What if we as a show band together and we make little Slacker Show cups?
Mm.
And we print them. And if you're having a lemonade stand, cups with lids.
Please. Yeah, yes.
And
yes.
A straw. And
not a straw, just a straw hole. They can buy their own damn straws.
Absolutely, you're right, sir.
Just the weird little sphincter thing.
Or like the
thing,
iced coffee, you know, with coffee. The little,
what did you just call it?
A little sphincter thing. What do you call it?
I hate that. I hate that.
What is it called? What is it called when it's still there, but you just cut a little diamond shape in it?
I don't know.
I bet it's called a sphincter. It's called a straw sphincter on the top of a...
I don't like this.
You tell
what
me,
what is a straw hole called? No. This isn't right.
But we could make them.
Yeah.
And then you say, hey, next Saturday at Parker and Arapaho, I'm setting my kids up the most dangerous intersection known to man.
Straw slot. Or a drinking spout.
I think sphincter works too.
Yeah, sphincter. Yeah. Okay. It helps with spelling
anyway,
for
you're
the
setting
kids.
Them up where?
470 in Cottonwood. If you're sitting on the little intersection with a little spanging kind of cardboard sign, we'll bring you the cups. And then you can...
Hey, don't make this promise yet. We do not have cups.
No, but we could.
Oh, by Saturday?
Not this Saturday. Give us a couple weeks to get our sphincters ready.
No!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I've got a story about, you know, I thought I held some grudges, but I think I'm beat.
Okay.
And bowed down.
I've got a story and... You should be careful about where you take out some anger or joy.
Mm-hmm. How does one take out joy?
Well, you'll find out.
Okay.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story is out of New Jersey.
Yeah. I'm walking it. Yeah.
Hey, that's there's New York.
Stupid.
It's right over there.
Give us some Jersey Shore stuff.
Where's the beach?
GTL.
GTL, yeah.
You
want to
go GTL
laundry.
Also, people in New Jersey, my wedding is going to be like 600 people. It's a thing.
Oh, okay.
All
anyway,
right.
Well, a man in New Jersey held some grudges.
Okay.
A man made his sandwich order wrong 4 years ago.
Four years.
He said, I'm gonna get that guy. Messed up my foot long. He put eggplant on it.
Oh.
No, he didn't. This could not, is that really what
this
he did?
This could not possibly be at Subway then.
Yeah.
He claims he's allergic and it made his stomach hurt.
Four years ago?
Four years ago.
I'm kind of confused I don't know. The man got a box cutter out and started slashing the man. I don't know.
So he came to the sub shop 4 years later going, remember that sandwich you made with eggplant?
Mm. Yeah.
Or I'm gonna get you. Maybe they reconnected in prison. They were both there or something. I don't know. I'm really confused by this story.
We don't always read the stories all the way through.
I read the story outside of this and allegedly... He went back to the sandwich
back to
shop.
The same,
hey,
literally back to.
I'm the eggplant
cutter.
Guy from 4 years ago.
You gave me a tummy ache.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my
back
god.
To die.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay. That's interesting.
Well, my story's out of British Columbia.
Why? It's British Columbia. Is it British or is it Canadian?
No. I'm assuming it's more like French.
Oh, is that like French?
Is it French Canadian?
Is
it
French Canadian? Okay. So man in the British Columbia.
Okay.
He was yelling in the woods.
Yelling in the woods, you say?
See, I don't know why I'm
saying screaming in the woods.
See?
I don't think that is the right word.
No.
I think it's we.
So
we.
Search and rescue.
Search and rescue.
Yes.
Anyone can cook.
Search and rescue went out looking for this man. I can't do it in a French accent.
Yep.
Screaming in the woods. And great news. He was safe. He was okay.
Safe. Oh, thank God.
He was singing Nickelback. And someone heard it and said, there's a screaming for help in the woods.
Oh, no.
And then he was just like, look at this photograph. Every time I do it makes me laugh. And they're like, that man is not okay. So
police were called for Nickelback singing.
Yeah, they just left him there. They were like, he's not in trouble.
He's never made it as a wise man.
Right.
Who would have put it? I'm at a con. He's in the woods.
Oh, wow. So,
oh,
yeah.
No.
He's good. See.
So this is one of those moments where...
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of you guys has to close it.
We.
Zos.
Zos.
What else is stupid people we can find? For today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.